Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to do a bit of an update cast for you long-term listeners who've been listening to my kind of story and my journey. I just want to share a few things that are working for me in my dyslexic neurodiverse brain that could just help you, just help you in your life. So let's dive in. Okay, so if you've been listening to the podcast for a little while, you'll know that I'm moving house. And this update cast has four lessons from that. They're all a bit different from the ones I've shared before. This should tell you, moving house and stuff like that really does teach you a lot more lessons that you can reflect on. That's definitely what I've picked up, shall we say. It's been over 3 years in the making. When we moved into the current house we're renting, before we move into the house we're building, we came in here on a one-year lease thinking we'd actually leave before the lease was up. We're now at 2 and a bit years in the house, probably 2 years, 6 weeks by the time we leave. So that's how long the project has run over. And you know how great dyslexics are with waiting for stuff. It's pretty tough, right? It's pretty tough. You go through a few journeys. And so I want to share some stuff that's happened to this point. So the first thing is flat pack furniture and couples. And I always thought this was going to be a fun one, that me and my wife had to put together a TV cabinet. It's one of these IKEA kind of flat pack things where it comes in the box and you've got to get all the Allen keys out. And, both me and my wife, we like to do things our way. Holly especially loves, it's a big thing for her. She loves to get her head down and do it. And so I wanted to be involved in this so I could participate, so we could move it forward. But I also knew she needed to kind of be in control. And we were both a little worried and we joked about it beforehand, if hopefully we don't kill each other while we're doing this. But I made one of the other lessons that I'm going to talk about is slowing down to speed up. Before I suggested this, I purposefully had a bit of a conversation with myself in my head, maybe a little out loud, I can't remember, but I had a bit of a chat with myself and said, how can I make this succeed? So instead of me just going in, diving in like I love going back to old Stephen. Old Stephen would have dove in, unpacked everything out of the box, thrown it everywhere, started looking at things, dove in without asking anyone for help, just done it on his own. Probably got a few things out the wrong way, but worked it out. And would have kind of just taken over. That's kind of the way I did it. I would have used to have done it. But instead, this time, I slowed down, asked myself that question, what can I do to make this successful? Because my goal at the end of this was a successfully built cabinet, new TV on it, everything tidied. And the bit I love doing is the electronic stuff. You know, once it's up, making sure the TV's plugged in, tidying that stuff, that's kind of my thing. And so I went, okay, my wife can run this. She'll enjoy that. And so I put her in control. I helped with all the little bits. So I helped get rid of the cardboard, move it away, take everything out, help stack it with her at the beginning. I was the guy banging in those little wooden dowel things that are annoying and you need 3,000 of them to make anything. And helping to screw in some of the pre-done bolts and the clippy things. You can tell I'm a professional. Getting the clippy things in was really important. So I did all these little around the edge things that I could do. I helped to put the drawers together that were going to go in it. And I left her do the final bits she would like to do. I asked her and I probably communicated better than I normally do about when I was doing something. I'd tell her what I'm doing and ask if there's anything else I can help with. And occasionally there was little things like going to grab a certain type of screwdriver, etc. Or help her lift things up when it was a bit heavy. So by doing this, we actually accomplished it quicker than I thought we would to a really good build standard, as good as you can for these type of things. And we got it done. And it was because I actually slowed down. I let my ego go. I let my picture of the right way to do this go, which is the hardest thing. Like, even though we can't always see that picture in our head, we know it exists. We've got a way that we like to do things and said, maybe we do it her way. And maybe I be her kind of sous chef in the kitchen of creating this. And by the end of it, good experience. No one was dead. We were both a bit tired because it's a lot bit of mental energy and physical. But we got there. We got there in the end. And so in that case, like just that ability to slow down, and this doesn't have to be with flat pack furniture, but this could be with anything you're doing, is ask yourself, what's the outcome you're after? And how can we make this successful? What do I have to give up to get there? And, you know, with the work I'm doing at the moment around trying to ask for more help from other people and also delegate stuff better, this was a huge step because I literally had to kind of delegate the control to Holly. That's what I had to do. And it's not easy. I like to take control. You know, or I definitely used to. I'm getting better at not, but it was a big moment for me. The other thing I've really learned in the last week or so is around being hard on others. I'm finding old patterns appearing in my ways, should we say, is because on top of, you know, with the house, it's kind of Holly's, a lot of it's Holly's domain. And a lot of the stuff in this house is Holly's. It came from her previous house. A lot of it's hers to deal with and to work through and organize. And for her to, like, I've kind of done a bunch of what I needed to do already. It's pretty much done. You know, I live this minimalistic kind of style where she just holds on to a lot more. So it means there's a lot more for her to deal with. And that stresses me out. So I was going to say some words starting with F there as well, because it really does. And I'm like going, hey, we've got like 2 weeks till we move. I kind of like just intrinsically feel like we should be further along. And, you know, I'm not sure if you've ever said that to your partner. This doesn't always work. And so, you know, I've just been a bit tetchy. Like I've been saying, you know, just frustrated with it. Like I'm kind of like, you know, there's one part of me that wants to throw her out the way and just not throw, you know what I mean, but just push her out the way and just get into it and just take control of it, which is tough because there is a part of me that thinks that's just the easier way to do it. But instead, I'm trying to slowly ask myself, why am I anxious about this? Why am I worried? You know, hey, this has all worked out before. And Holly mentioned, my wife mentioned that I actually did a podcast maybe 2 years ago on moving house. And the podcast was after we moved and how I said I should have just not let the anxiety get to me. I should have let it go and realized it'll all work out the way it should. We'll get there. Whatever happens will happen. We know it'll be a little bit messy and things won't go quite to plan, but we'll get there. And I just needed to trust her, which, you know, is true. I did do that podcast. Have I listened to it again? No, but I could do. And it did remind me that it existed. And it did remind me that we did have a really good experience on the last move. Was it perfect? No, of course not. There were things we didn't expect, but we got there. We were resourceful, you know, and it kind of worked for us, which was good. We got in the house and the world carried on. And so it reminded me that's what I have to do this time, is I have to release the power, release that control, and just trust that it'll be done right. That's really, really important. And then probably the final thing, which kind of, you know, kind of tags into that one as well, is being a just-in-time finisher. So with all the stress that's coming up with the move and like I'm seeing everything going, should we be further along? Like it's kind of me judging myself more than anything and the anxiety. You know, I've kind of clicked and realized again, I'm a just-in-time finisher. I like that pressure. And I believe this part really comes from the ADHD side. Is around, I like to be a just-in-time finisher. When there's a deadline and it's an hour and a half away, it can't, you know, just as an example, or in this case, maybe a couple of days, I hope. If it's an hour and a half, we're in a bit of trouble. But a couple of days in advance, like if I know it's coming, then we'll move heaven and earth to get things done. Because that increases the energy behind it, increases, you know, the want, it makes it more interesting and allows me to hyper-focus on getting it done. And so like I know when we're a week out, it's going to be all in to get it done. It's just the way our brains work, you know, when it comes to the ADHD side. And it's, you know, just a big realization point that it's okay. That's just the way it works. I'm not going to be there's like a part of me toying with myself going, why can't I just have this all sorted 2 weeks in advance? Why can't we have this all sorted 2 weeks in advance, 3 weeks in advance? Why can't we be good little packers and little organizers? You know, and I know some people do the opposite. They overstress and get it done 3 weeks in advance, sit around with absolutely nothing in the house to move, but they're ready. Where we're kind of the opposite. We have done a few big bits, which are important, but there's a lot to do. And I know we'll get there. And so we've played around with when we settle our house versus move in. So we've got a window there so we can kind of over energize around it and make it happen our way. And just becoming more comfortable with that is so important. It's really tough though. It's really tough when your whole body is saying the opposite. But it's a great reminder that we've got to have these deadlines. If you've got a bit of ADHD in you, that get us to get things done, because it just makes it more interesting. And you know, with my attention, I need something to be interesting to actually, you know, latch onto it and make it go. So that's what I want to share with my update cast, guys. Probably my next round of podcasts, I'll be doing a little bit about having moved in. I'm hoping I'm going to, do you know what I'm really wanting to do is do a great update cast, maybe in two, three weeks, going, oh, that move actually went really well. I should have realized this earlier. But I'm hoping that I'll say in that podcast, I'm so glad I did a podcast about the last move, because that reminded me to stress less about this one and just to let it go. Let it be what it's going to be and go for gold. So hopefully you've enjoyed that. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back in a couple of days.